Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Ron Davis.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten all about me.
No, ma'am. Actually, I was in the meeting, and that's why it will taking some more time.
Okay.
Okay, so, like you
Yeah.
have talked?
I talked to my friend,
Yes.
but she said while the money went in, she couldn't see where it was coming out. The money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I didn't go back into Bendigo Bank or anything because I didn't think you'd want me to do that. She
Okay,
said she
so
saw she saw where we put the where I put the money in, but she
yeah.
couldn't see anywhere where it had been withdrawn
Okay,
into my account.
so what they have just told you?
Well, I guess I have to go through all that through the Bendigo Bank and take the money out again, do I?
Okay. So, like, they told, like, is it, do you talk to the bank, again?
No, I didn't. I didn't need to talk to the bank again, I didn't think,
Okay.
because it's just a matter of me going back into the Bendigo Bank, I would have thought.
So, they told you to just go to the Bendigo Bank and withdraw the funds, right?
Yes.
Okay, and can you just tell me, like, if you don't go to the bank or like you go to the ATM or withdrawing the funds from the card, it will be possible like that?
No, I'd still need a second signatory.
Okay, you
Even
still
though
need the second, yeah.
I have to have a second signatory.
Okay, that's, now the thing is that it will be done just only by withdrawing the funds, right?
Yes.
Okay. I understand. So, like, when you need to go to the bank?
Well, I need to get back into the account that I withdraw it again, I would have thought.
Okay. So, with the help of that online banking application, it has not been possible.
Now, I could do it. I just
Yeah.
thought you wouldn't want me going into the bank without me talking.
No. Oh, sorry for that. So, with the help of that application, now you are able to transfer the funds to your own
Yes.
account? Okay.
Yeah, but I yes.
But if you have not talked to the bank, will the bank allow to just move you the funds from the Bendigo to your own account?
I think so, as long as I go back in there and do the transfer back to my account, like we did.
Okay, can we just do one thing? We just try, okay? So you just simply do
Okay.
one thing. You just okay. But the bank has told you it will be asking the second signatory. How you will just simply provide them the signatory?
Well, I just ring her up and she said
Yeah.
she just accepts that the money can come out of there and into my
Okay,
account.
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. We will see. We will see.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you just simply open the Red Any Desk then. You open the Red
Open
Any Desk. No, no. Put me on speaker and open the Red Any Desk application.
Oh, okay. Any desk?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Done
Now,
that.
once you open the Red Any Desk, you just simply do this
Wait.
security warning like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm aware of the risk, those things.
Is that?
Yeah. The thing is that why I'm getting confused, because again, we just try to move the funds to your account, whether
Yes.
the bank will allow to transfer the funds or not, because your friend has told you that you can do that. But how the bank will
Yes.
get to know that your friend has just told it?
Well, I imagine what I thought would happen is that I'd
Okay.
go back into the bank, like
Okay.
we did.
Okay. So, you see, your friend told you that you can go to the bank and transfer the funds from your account.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
okay.
Yes.
Let me just check whether it will be allowing or not. So, you click on the security warnings.
Yeah, do I start broadcast?
Yeah, press on start broadcast, madam. Press on start
Counting
broadcast.
down.
Yeah. Lovely. Now wait for a second. Now I'll let you know what you need to do. Now you just swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
And log into your Bentigo. Yeah. Go to your home screen and log into. Yeah.
Bentigo.
Yeah. Log into your Bentigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logged in.
Okay. Now once you log in, you just click on move money. Press on move money.
Move money. Yes.
Yeah. Now click on pay anyone. Pay anyone.
Yep. Done that.
Say Barbara. Barbara, your account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on that. I put the amount one more time, 5400 over there, and check whether it will be allowing us or not.
It's three it's not whole amount though. It's
I missed it. It's 3500. Yeah.
Right.
See,
I haven't lost it, have I?
No.
3500.
I am attending a lot of customers. That's why it is getting confused. Okay.
Yeah,
now click on description, own account.
Yep. Yeah. Own account.
Yeah, own account.
Done that.
Yeah. Now click on done. Click on done.
Done
now
that.
Click on next. Press on next.
Next.
Now it now swipe the screen bottom to top and open the token.
What about the submit?
Oh yeah, swipe the screen bottom to top and open the VIP access. You need to put the token key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this time you need to do it fast, okay? Now you just go to your Bentigo. Go to your Bentigo. 25 seconds left. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
No
I'm
problem. No problem. You're doing it. Now click on that enter. Yeah. Click on the bottom enter your security token. Click on that.
Yep.
Now put the number 376.
376.
202.
202.
Click on submit. Click on submit and check is it paid or it is shared.
Yeah.
Can you see it is pending? It is not allowing. It is not allowed. Yeah. So that is the thing I want to just tell you. Click on. Can you see at the bottom? Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
Hold on.
Okay, do not cancel it. Do not cancel it.
Oh, okay.
Because your second partner needs to authorize it, I guess. So you just simply go to your account, press on accounts at the left hand bottom corner.
Yes.
Press on account. You can see the amount is still showing you there, right? You just log out from your account. You just log out from your account.
Log off, yes.
Yeah. You just log out. Now the thing is that is the main confusion. I have told you how the bank will get to know that your friend has given you the approval, right?
Yeah.
So you have the number on which you have called to the bank, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You need to tell them, yes, I have just get the signatory. So they ask for the signatory in the payment, like in a paper, or they ask it verbally on the phone.
Well, normally you tick the tick on the Bendigo Bank tick one, and and you press that, and then you just say if you approve it or not, yes or no.
Okay. So you just simply call to your friend. You just tell him that I am just trying to transferring the amount 3500 from the account.
Yes.
You just simply approve that.
Yes.
Yeah. So the way you just told me that you need to tick on, because I don't know, because this is the first time I have seen those things, that it is, because every time I have just found an individual account, but this is not your individual account, this is the club account. So you just call your team, you tell him or tell her that I have just tried to make payment for 3500 to my own account from the Bentigo, which is my own amount. So it is showing me pending. So just check whether it will be needed. All right.
Okay. So
you hang up. You just hang up. You talk to them. Talk to him, your friend. And if it will be get any solution, then if it will be like showing you paid or something like that.
Yeah.
Understand. This is a very busy day, correct, ma'am? I understand.
Okay. Okay. Then.
I'm very sorry for that, ma'am, this problem you're facing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry too. I probably should have told you.
No, you're doing it. You're doing your 100%. You're giving your best. But the thing is that I have not seen those problems before. Because as this is a closed account and there will be upper, like what is a joint account, ma'am? If you're trying to make any payment, suppose your husband also needs the approval, right?
That's right.
So that is the same thing. If your partner is not going to approve it, it will be not going to be done. So that is
That's
the same
right.
thing. So because I don't have the idea how to get approval, as you told me that he need to open the application and he need to approve that, right?
Yes.
And then the payment will be gone through, correct?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So you just
work out.
Yeah. So you just call your friend, nothing regarding the securities. Again, I'm repeating the same thing. Yeah. And once it will be approved, yeah. Once you have the number, okay. Or I'll just giving you a call within half an hour or within 20 minutes, all right?
Yeah, that'll be fine. It shouldn't take me long to get onto Audrey. So.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just giving you a call within half an hour, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Radio.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.